Matthew 26, 36 through 46. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "So could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of the trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, he went away from the second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass until I drink it, your will be done." Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. What was the longest night in your life? Deliverance of your first child? Waiting up for a teenager? Sitting up with a loved one who was very sick or was dying? Making a major decision? Back when I was an elementary school principal in Illinois, occasionally our phone would ring late at night. It usually wasn't good news. I pretty much startled awake and answered with apprehension, anxiously wondering, has something happened to one of my kids? Are my parents or in-laws all right? Has there been an accident involving someone from a school? One such time, I spent from 11 o'clock at night to 5 o'clock in the morning on the phone with a junior high girl who was on the verge of committing suicide. She was on drugs at the time and was working as a candy striper at one of the local hospitals. Once we had made it through that long night, I told her I would get her help. And after making the phone calls, and with her permission, we went to talk to the administrator of St. Francis Hospital, who happened to be a nun whom she also was familiar with. The girl was no longer able to work at the hospital, but the nun was able to get her the help that she needed. Years later, she married and had children who also came to the school. And it was quite a blessing to see that take place. I try to prepare myself mentally for any call. It's the middle of the night. It's the point at which the darkness has reached its peak intensity, when the darkness is darkest and begins to fade. They say that the darkest hour is just before the dawn, but that has nothing to do with chronological time. There are several hours between midnight and dawn. The saying is just a way of reassuring ourselves that situations usually get worse just before they start to get better. Without a doubt, midnight periods of intense darkness and gloom touch all of our lives at one time or another. Midnight darkness may represent times of trial when our faith is being tried by seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Midnight may symbolize supreme disappointment that situations have not materialized as we had hoped, or that we have failed, or that others have failed us. Midnight may be a crisis of faith when we come face to face with evil as a victim of random violence, or an overwhelming sense of helplessness when dealing with terminal illness, failed relationships, evaporated dreams.